For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Elliot.
Hi, Bea. Are you excited for today's show on Frida Kahlo and Walt Disney?
Oh, definitely.
Two artists. One used art to plumb the depths of their very soul, and the other used it to launch a career that became successful enough that they could buy the Star Wars franchise.
Oh, I didn't know Frida Kahlo bought the Star Wars franchise.
No, Bea. Star Wars is part of Disney now.
Huh. Well, maybe he should have said, when you wish upon a Star Wars, your dreams come true. But you know, I think Frida is ultimately the bigger success story here.
Her image is known throughout the world, and she never compromised on her artistic principles. Two very different paths, but I guess it goes to show you, there's no wrong way to be an artist.
Ooh, trust me, there is, and I've done it.
Oh boy, before we hear that story, take it away, Eric!
Here we go. What do you think you know about the greats from history? The game is on, get some energy and buckle up your brain, cause it's time to play, it's the Who Was Podcast, cause it's time to play the Who Was Podcast. Who Was?
Live from Tongueland, or so-called SoCal Los Angeles, welcome to Who Was, the history quiz show that gives contestants the chance to win mega prizes and podcast glory. I'm Bea, your announcer who always brings her A game, and here's your host, the man who stays young at heart while the rest of his body rapidly approaches middle age. It's Elliot Kalin.
Thank you, Bea, for that reminder of my age, and thank you to Eric on the ones and twos.
And the threes and the fours.
There's a lot of great numbers there, and Eric is on all of them. And welcome, everyone, to the Who Was Podcast, the show that it's kind of like Jeopardy, only with surprise guests, silly games, and frankly, better outfits. We've got some very well-dressed contestants today. Now, our contestants were sent Who Was books about two great figures from history. Now they're here to show off their knowledge in the hopes of winning fantastic prizes.
And I hope that you're all ears, because today we'll be talking about the man who invented mouse ears, Walt Disney.
Bea, is that why you're wearing a Mickey Mouse hat today?
No, I was cold and it's the only clean hat that I own.
And you may have noticed that I gussied up my unibrow in honor of our first famous person, one of the most successful painters of all time creatively, the Mexican artist Frida Kahlo. But before we learn more about her, let's meet our contestants.
Yes, first up, let's meet Watkins.
Hello, I am Watkins, and a fun fact about myself is I've memorized the entire Hamilton soundtrack.
What was it about the Hamilton soundtrack that said to you, Watkins, memorize me right now?
Well, because it involves rapping, a very famous person, and Lin-Manuel, who I really like him.
And next up, we have Louisa. Louisa, please introduce yourself and give us a fun fact.
I'm Louisa, and I play the French horn. It's a really cool instrument, and it's fun to play.
Yes, and I also heard it's very difficult to play, so I bet Louisa is a great musician.
We've got two very talented contestants today. So, that's who is. Now let's find out who was Frida Kahlo with four fast facts.
Four fast facts.
One of the most important painters of the 20th century.
Overcame injuries and childhood illness and used both as subjects in her art.
Created dreamlike images in a realistic style.
First 20th century Mexican artist to be featured in the Louvre Museum in France.
Four fast facts.
A painting of Frida Kahlo's just sold for a record $34.9 million at auction.
Yes, I mean, by my spreadsheet that I'm always keeping of art auctions and whatnot, that smashes the previous record held by a Latin American artist, Frida's husband, the painter, Diego Rivera.
Ooh, drama. Though Diego and Frida were known for their explosive relationship, so it fits. In fact, the gossip columns at the time referred to them as Friego. Okay, that's not true. But I think Friego is a really cool name if you're looking to name something. Louisa, is there anything you'd like to name Friego?
Yeah, like maybe if you had a pet, what kind of pet would you name Friego?
Like a bird?
Ooh, I like that. I could see a parrot being named Friego or a budgie or a parakeet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some kind of small bird or an ostrich, a large bird. An ostrich named Friego, maybe it lives in your backyard. I don't know.
Ooh.
And Watkins, let's say you are going to name something Friego. Would it be an animal or perhaps a new way to cook French fries?
I would say if I had to name something Friego, it would be a pan that can cook anything.
Wow, that's... I mean, it's not just a great name, it's a product that we need right now.
That's right.
So, Watkins, get working on that. But first, hold on. Let's do the show first. Let's play the game.
All right, one thing at a time.
In fact, let's get to know a little bit more about Frida with our first game. That's right, it's True and or False.
True or false? Is it true or is it false? Is it false or is it true? Is it true that it was false? Or is it false that it was true? True. True or false?
Thank you, Eric. I'm a big fan of the True or False song. It's a great song. For this game, okay, here are the rules. Our friend B, you've met her, will read a statement. You will then let us know if that statement is true or false. Take it away, B.
Thank you. All right, Louisa, this first question is for you. True or false? The pop singer Pink named herself Pink after she was inspired by a visit to Frida Kahlo's childhood home, which was painted a flamingo shade of pink. Is that statement true or false?
It's false.
That's right. It is false. Frida Kahlo's home in the Coyoacan neighborhood of Mexico City, which she lived most of her life in, was painted blue, not pink. It was called La Casa Azul, which means the blue house. Not that imaginative. I would have named the house Friego. Next question, B.
Okay, Watkins, this question is for you. True or false? Before Frida could speak, she indicated that she wanted to be an artist by using a paintbrush as a pacifier.
False.
That's right. It was false. Frida didn't want to be an artist when she was a kid. Frida wanted to be a doctor when she was younger. Disclaimer. This is just for all the parents out there. Do not give babies paintbrushes. Mm-hmm. The last time that happened, we ended up with the Impressionists. So be careful. It's a modern art joke for everybody. Anyway, next question, B.
All right, Louisa, this one's for you. True or false? Frida Kahlo is best known for her self-portraits. Is that true or false, Louisa?
That's true.
True, you're right. She didn't invent the self-portrait, but Frida Kahlo took it to the next level.
Yeah, I like to think that Frida had the original selfie stick, which was her paintbrush.
Very well said. Her portraits like Wounded Deer, Roots, or Self-Portrait with Thorn Necklace and Hummingbird are masterpieces. And that painting we mentioned earlier, estimated at $30 million, Diego Illo, is also a self-portrait. We'd show you what they look like, but this is a podcast. We cannot show you things. There's nothing to look at. Do yourself a favor. Google some of those paintings. They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
True or false?
And that's the end of the first game.
Oh, this game is amazing. And producer Jane will tally up the scores right after this short break.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but with all that anxious energy, they just won't go to sleep. This was my kids every night. But I did find that stories calmed their mind and gave them something to focus on. So 6 years ago, I created the kids' podcast, Bedtime History, to help solve that problem. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. We have episodes about Jackie Robinson, Neil Armstrong, Maya Angelou, and Sacagawea. Episodes also include topics like space exploration, engineering, the rise and fall of civilizations, and major events like the Civil Rights Movement and the Transcontinental Railroad. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. This week, join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the clock is started.
Welcome back to the Who Was podcast, everyone. Jane, are you ready with those scores?
Unbelievable. Watkins has 1 point. Louisa ahead with 2.
Everybody's doing great, though. We had no wrong answers in that round, right?
That's right,
okay,
yeah.
So we're going to have more chances, more questions. It's still anybody's game.
Definitely.
Well, technically, it's Frida Kahlo's game.
Well,
you know, it's
yeah.
like Frida Kahlo once said, you know what? You don't need me to tell you what Frida said. We've got her here to say it for herself.
Thank you, Elliot. Yes, it's me, Frida Kahlo. I believe the quote you were looking for is, nothing is absolute, everything changes, everything moves, everything revolves, everything flies and goes away.
Oh, that was exactly the quote I was thinking of. You got it. If you're at home wondering how we got in touch with Frida Kahlo, well, the answer is simple. It's all thanks to the Who Was app.
Who was that? You want to reach someone in the past. All you need is the Who Was app. Who Was app?
I don't know how it works, and I'm not interested in learning. The closest thing we have to magic is the Who Was app. And I'm so excited, or as close to as excited as I can get, because I'd like to talk about something I've created specifically for kids. Kids, do you have an artistic soul rambling around inside you but are scared to pursue your passion? Let your tia Frida help you with a Frida Kahlo activity book!
Did you say the Frida Kahlo activity book?
See, the Frida Kahlo activity book is a fun picture-filled guide to smashing through self-imposed barriers on the way to living your future.
Frida, I'd like to be an artist, but art classes are hard. What advice do you have for me?
Turn to page 4, Elliot.
Turning to the page. And it says, wow, it says, I, Frida Kahlo, learned to draw while in a full body cast after a trolley tried to kill me. Now my paintings are in the Louvre. Don't talk to me about hard. And then there's a paint by number of an open wound. Thanks, Frida.
My pleasure.
Hey, Frida, I want to be an artist, but what if my family won't support my decision?
Turn to page 7B.
All right. This says, my husband Diego betrayed me many times and fell in love with my sister. Familial betrayal is a Tuesday for me. Forget them. Get painting.
And then there's a step-by-step instruction on how to draw your picture with a mirror for the inevitable moment when you end up alone.
Oh, gracias, Frida.
Con mucho gusto. Elliot, turn to page 5.
That's okay, I didn't ask
for it.
Okay. Okay. It says, here it is. I lived through polio for crying out loud. Stop making excuses. And there's a paper doll skeleton with accessories. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes. The Frida Kahlo activity book for when you need a good, sweet kick in the pants to remind you to live your dream.
Wow. Thank you, Frida. That was both enlightening and extremely intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
That's my brand.
Well, Frida, thank you so much for joining us and talking to our contestants today.
Adios, and thanks again, Who Was Up?
Oh, that was great. I love talking to dead people from the past through the Who Was app. But now let's get to know more about our other Who Was star of today, the man behind the mouse. Eric, give us a little Sleeping Beauty waltz music. Disney is now one of the largest entertainment companies in the world. But once upon a time, Walt Disney wasn't a company. It was a person who was just a rambunctious kid with a knack for drawing. His career path was less than magical. Yet despite personal and professional setbacks, he brought fresh ideas to cartoons, movies, TV, amusement parks. And it all, in the end, worked out, even if he had that strange signature where the D looks like a G, which is a weird way to write your name.
It really is. Yeah, but it's memorable, I guess.
Watkins, when you think about Disney, what comes to your mind? Do you also think his signature looks a little weird? What are your thoughts about Walt Disney?
Yeah, well, I think his signature definitely looks weird. Mm-hmm. That D definitely looks like a G.
Thank you. I've been saying it for years.
For years.
Yeah, I know.
And Louisa, okay. I say the name Walt Disney. What is the first thing that comes into your mind? Or maybe the second thing, if you like the second thing more.
Like all the Disney movies, like the old movies, like the Disney princess movies or all those other Disney movies.
Oh, okay. Now, this is my question for both of you. Do you have a Disney Plus login, and would you share the login with
no,
me?
No, okay, don't answer that question. That's not a question you should answer.
Think about it. Okay, I see.
Yeah, I'm not answering that question.
Yeah, thank you, okay, Watkins. Yeah, don't let Bea take advantage of your
Louisa,
login.
Louisa, but you could share
Bea, you have a job. You can afford Disney Plus.
Come on, I've got a Netflix that I could trade. It's my grandmother's, but I don't think that she'll... it watches just the same.
Don't share it with her. We got to teach her a lesson about proprietary rights.
All right, guys. We'll talk later.
Well, thank you both for sharing those Walt Disney thoughts and also agreeing with me about his signature. But now listen up. We've got four fast facts about Walt Disney.
Four fast facts.
Created and gave voice to the beloved cartoon character, Mickey Mouse.
Groundbreaking animator and filmmaker.
With 22 Academy Awards, he has more Oscars than anyone else ever.
Built Disneyland, Disney World, and designed Epcot.
Four Fast Facts.
Now let's get to know even more about him with our second game, which is called Walt Diz Not.
Here's how the game's gonna work. Bea will read three things that Walt Disney did throughout his life. However, one of them is not true. It's like a multiple choice type thing. You will have to guess which one of the answers is Walt Diz Not true. Take it away, Bea.
Okay, Watkins, this first question is for you. Which one of these answers is Walt Diz Not true? As a child, Walt Disney dressed up as this. A, Peter Pan. B, Taylor Swift. C, Abraham Lincoln.
What's her name? The, number B.
You're right. The
that
answer is B, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, of course, the famous pop star whose name sounds like a president from the 19th century. When Walt was a kid, he dressed up as Abraham Lincoln and recited the Gettysburg Address for his school. And he was also Peter Pan in a school play. It just goes to show the silly stuff that you do as a kid, that could become your job.
Mm-hmm.
I know it is mine, and I love it, because when I was a kid, I said jokes that people didn't always like. Next question, B.
And so much has changed since then, Elliot. All right, Louisa, this one is for you. Which one of these is not an original cartoon character by Walt Disney? A, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. B, Leonard the Frightened Lion. Or C, Mickey Mouse?
I forget his name.
You don't even need to know the rest because you got it right.
That's right.
No reason to remember it. It's not true. The answer is B, Leonard the Frightened Lion. Everyone knows Mickey Mouse. But before Mickey, Walt and his partner, Ub Iwerks, also the great name of a cartoon character if you want, created Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. So next up is a question for Watkins.
All right, Watkins. Which one of these was Diz not inspiration for Disneyland, the theme park Walt Disney opened in California in 1955? A, the carousel at Griffith Park where he took his daughters. B, Walt's personal collection of trains. Or C, the jungle cruise he and his wife Lillian took on their honeymoon. Which one of those answers is Diz not true?
The quiz.
The Jungle Cruise?
Yeah.
You're right.
Correct.
That was the correct answer. C. Maybe they took a cruise. I don't know. It didn't inspire anything. Walt and his wife, they didn't base anything on their honeymoon. Instead, he cites the carousel at Griffith Park as the inspiration for building a place where families could spend quality time together. And yes, he did have a train in his backyard that you could ride around.
That's true. He also had train sets.
Yeah. a human-sized train set.
Yes.
Amazing. And that's the end of that game. Jane, what's the score?
You won't believe this, Elliot. It is tied at 3.
All right.
Tied at 3 each. Okay, Watkins, Louisa, this is a tight game. Everything is on the line.
But let me just say that I feel like Disney and Frida Kahlo were both incredibly interesting artists. But what else do they have in common, Elliot?
We'll find out after the break. Play us out, Eric.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but with all that anxious energy, they just won't go to sleep. This was my kids every night. But I did find that stories calmed their mind and gave them something to focus on. So 6 years ago, I created the kids' podcast, Bedtime History, to help solve that problem. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. We have episodes about Jackie Robinson, Neil Armstrong, Maya Angelou, and Sacagawea. Episodes also include topics like space exploration, engineering, the rise and fall of civilizations, and major events like the Civil Rights Movement and the Transcontinental Railroad. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. This week, join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made Raisin's dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me!
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Who-Wuzzers. Want to share a fun fact we missed? Tell us who to call on the Who-Wuzz app? Or maybe tell us what you think Abraham Lincoln smelled like? What I'm trying to say is we want to hear from you. So send us an email or voice memo at thewhowuzzpodcast@gmail.com.
When the clock is started.
Welcome back to the Who Was Podcast. When we left off, our two contestants, Watkins and Louisa, were tied.
Wonderful. Amazing. But there's more to our contestants than just these scores. Before we head into our next round, I figured let's take a moment to learn a little more about Watkins and Louisa. Okay.
Sounds great.
So Frida Kahlo's signature look was to wear flowers in her hair as a nod to her Mexican heritage. Do you have a signature look? Or are you working on them? Louisa, what would be your signature look? What's your iconic signature look?
My hair, I guess. I always keep my hair down most of the time.
You keep your hair down most of the time. It looks fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very healthy and conditioned. Gorgeous.
You could be in a shampoo commercial right now.
Absolutely.
Now, Watkins, you are already very snappily dressed. You're wearing a suit for us now. But what's your signature look? Is that it? Kind of like a men's business casual wear or something else?
No, not usually. Usually my signature look is bedhead. I usually have bedhead.
So also hair related. All right, I like it.
Sort of the opposite of Louisa's answer.
Yeah.
And sort of opposite of your look today, I must say you look like the youngest Brooks brother right now.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay, now it's on to our next and final game. This one is called Sound Effect Safari.
Sound Effect Safari. Sound Effect Safari. Sound Effect Safari.
There's a lot of sounds, and there's going to be even more after that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In this game, we're going to play a sound effect inspired by something important from the life of either Walt Disney or Frida Kahlo. You, our contestants, will tell us what the sound is and whose life it comes from. And if you want to give us an explanation, that's great. Don't feel like you have to, but that would be great. So, Louisa, you are up first. Let's hear the first sound for Louisa.
Louisa, do you know what that is?
What is that sound?
You want to hear it one more time?
Yes.
Okay, one more time.
It's an ambulance.
Yes.
That is correct. Great.
And whose life was related to ambulances?
Frida Kahlo.
That's right.
Yes, she got it.
Frida Kahlo, she was often in the hospital, most notably after that trolley accident that we were talking about. But her spirit was unbreakable, and she found a way to keep painting. That was great. Okay, Watkins, this next sound effect is for you. Let us know what is the sound and whose life is it related to.
Do you feel like you know what it is?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, one more time.
Okay.
Is that the sound of Dumbo?
You know what? I'll take it. That's great. Yes,
yes, that's
it was
right.
An elephant sound. And who would Dumbo be related to?
Walt Disney.
That's
yeah.
Right. Walt Disney's film Dumbo, which was about an elephant. Although, to be honest, that was a little bit of a trick. We also could have accepted Frida Kahlo because her husband Diego Rivera was nicknamed the Elephant. They were called the Elephant and the Dove. Or as
that's
I
right.
call them, Friego.
Yeah.
Right. Next sound.
But we would have accepted either.
We would have, but that was great. The next sound is for Louisa. Let's hear that sound. Okay, can you identify that sound and who it might be related to? Let us know if you need to hear it again.
I think I need to hear it again.
Okay. Let's hear it a second time. Any ideas? Feel free to guess if you're having trouble.
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. Okay.
All right.
Oh, wait. It's like a heartbeat.
Yes!
That's right. It's a heartbeat. And
that is correct.
Who do you think would be related to heartbeats? I mean, everybody has a heart, but in this case.
There are a bunch of hearts in Frida Kahlo's painting, so I think it's from her.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly right. Yes. So Frida Kahlo's art often includes hearts, like real, realistic looking hearts outside of her body. They represent her connection with her emotional life and also how important it is to keep your heart inside your body. It's better there.
It's better inside.
Yeah. The last sound effect is for Watkins. Watkins, you have one more sound effect to hear. Get ready, get those ears open, and let's hear that sound effect. Okay, what is that sound and whose life is it connected to?
The train in Walt Disney's life.
Yes, you're right.
My gosh.
It was a train. And as we know, Walt Disney had a love of trains. There's trains all over his work, in his house, at Disneyland. Can't get enough of trains.
He loves trains.
He's always about trains. Every time I talk to him, he's like, trains, trains, trains. And I'm like, Walt Disney, enough with the trains.
Yeah.
Trains, trains, oh boy, you can't get enough of those trains.
That's right. He's on the train, that's for sure.
Well, you both did great. That was Sound Effect Safari.
Sound Effect Safari.
I just want to make sure everyone knows all those sounds were done by our own Eric, musician extraordinaire and sound effect master. How did you do those sounds? How did you make it happen?
Believe it or not, I made them all up with my mouth.
Oh.
We'll have Jane tally the scores and announce the winner in just a moment. You could cut the tension with a knife right now, or you could paint a knife in a room representing tension like Frida would. Now, this has been a great show. You've been great contestants, Louisa and Watkins. I have a question for you that's not a quiz question. It's just a question. Before we find out who won today's game, is there something that you thought was really, really cool and really exciting about our historical figures today that you wanted to share that we didn't get to talk about? Watkins, who would you want to talk about, and is there something really cool you want to share about them?
Yeah, I want to talk about Walt Disney, and something really cool that I thought was really cool about him, that, like, he tried to, like, start businesses, he had a lot of moves, which was probably tough, and at some points he was down in the dumps, but he rose from one of the lowest points to one of the highest points.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Isn't it inspiring?
Yeah.
And Louisa, is there someone that you wanted to say something about also? Who would you like to talk about?
I think I'd like to talk about Frida Kahlo.
That would be great. What's the coolest thing about, or what's something cool? It doesn't have to be the coolest thing, but what's something that stuck out to you?
That she, like, was able to paint even though she was, like, in the hospital for a long time and had a bunch of injuries and sicknesses.
Yeah, art finds a way. I mean that about art, but I also my uncle Art, who always seems to get lost and then, you know, shows up 20 minutes late, but he gets there.
Yeah, he finds a way. It's not always the best way to get there, but he finds a way to get there. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys, thank you so much for sharing that. I think that's so wonderful that those are the things you took away from Frida and Walt.
And now, without further ado, we will find out who today's winner is.
Today's winner is, drumroll please.
The winner is Louisa and Watkins. It's a tie.
A tie.
Oh my goodness.
Amazing. Congratulations to both of you. You both did great. And look at those smiling faces. This is exciting. I like ties because everybody wins. You both won a collection of Who Was books for your school library and for you. And now each of you is going to get about 5 seconds for shout-outs and thanks. Thank whoever you want to. Take it away, Louisa.
Yay! Thank you to my parents and my dog. Yay!
Yay!
And Watkins, who would you like to thank real quick or just say hi to?
I would like to thank Maya Tuttle for getting me into this. Also, happy birthday. It's also her birthday today.
Oh, that's fantastic. Happy birthday.
That's so wonderful.
Big thanks to both of our contestants for playing. You did great. It was an amazing game. Thank you for everyone who's listening to this right now. If you're not listening to this right now, I do not thank you. Join us next week. We're going to find out who the next two exciting historical figures are in the Who Was podcast. Until then, this is Elliot Kalin saying, we're history. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you. Got a question for any of our famous figures? Send us a voice memo at thewhowaspodcast@gmail.com. It might just end up on the show. The Who Was podcast is produced by Radio Point, iHeartMedia, and Penguin Workshop, based on the best-selling Who HQ series, published by Penguin. The Who Was podcast is hosted by Elliot Kalin, with co-host Megan O'Neill as B, also starring Jane Baker as producer Jane, Eric Shackney as Eric, and Natasha Elias as Frida Kahlo. The executive producers are Richard Corson, Alex Bach, Elliot Kalin, Megan O'Neill, Daniel Powell, and Houston Snyder. The executive producer for Penguin Workshop is Francesco Cedita. The executive producer for iHeartMedia is Lindsay Hoffman. This episode was written by Megan O'Neill, Elliot Kalin, Zach Timpson, and Jane Baker. This podcast was produced by Bernie Kaminsky. Our talent producer is Jane Baker. The theme song and music were composed and performed by Eric Shackney, edited and mixed by Bree Matan. Recorded by Joanna Samuels. Special thanks to Zach Timpson, Charlotte DeAnda, Daniel Goodman, and Michael Lewis Howard. The Who Was podcast was recorded at the iHeart Studios in Los Angeles, California. Sound services were provided by Great City Post.
It's the Who Was podcast, because it's time to play the Who Was podcast.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes!
We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.